Now we talk of the anger management process. We have to understand that when we are having bouts of anger or we are regularly dealing with anger, we're living in a fast-paced environment today. It could be due to looming deadlines. It could be due to conflicting personalities. But we first need to understand what is it that gets one angry. So you can ask yourself, is it a particular situation? Is it a particular person? Is it something that has constantly been playing on your mind? What is it related to? So firstly, you need to figure out what particular situation, events, or people make you angry. Why do you need to figure out? Because the moment you figure out, then you will probably understand better that maybe a particular person is triggering you off. So say four of you are working on a project. The moment the fifth person walks in, you see a frown on someone's face. Probably they too had a conflict few days before. So what is it that triggers you off? What is it that makes you feel or behave uncomfortable? What is it that makes you feel so uncomfortable that you feel really angry and irritable? Since it is not possible to change the circumstances or events that display anger, anger management will help you to understand your triggers. When I say anger management will help you to understand your triggers, it means that become aware of the warning signs. Once you're aware of the warning signs, then you will be able to manage yourself and anger better. So first, keep a check on your own self in terms of being 100% aware. Now, as mentioned here, you cannot change the circumstances or the events that have made you angry or that probably make you angry, but you can definitely change your thought process. What do you need to do? Change your perspective. Do not think of the sad events or those events which cause you anger. Do not think of those events again and again. That will create a problem. Right? So, see, a lot of it is in your control. It is up to me, right? If I want to think of those events which have made me feel a certain way, it is up to me to not think of something that has always bothered me and to be occupied with other aspects, to think positive, to think of events which probably bring a smile on my face. All that is within my control. So it is the different reactions, views, or interpretations that individuals have which display anger. So definitely, if it is deep-rooted, if some event or person has caused resentment and you feel that resentment, since it's somewhere within and it's suppressed anger, then you've got to be very careful. So what is in my control? First, recognize the source of the emotion, S-O-U-R-C-E. Go to the root of that emotion. It is important to understand what are the prime reasons for you to get angry. It is necessary to introspect and do self-talk. When you do self-talk, focus on the brighter side of life. So, ways to actually control anger, you have to see to it that you always overlook the negative aspects of life and you only put your focus on the positive aspects of life. You put in all your effort to be with people who are more enthusiastic. Now, that does not mean that if your colleague is not enthusiastic at all and is going through a lot of stress, you don't handle him or her. You must. But again, with a positive mindset, you must make him or her realize that life is much more than only dealing with problems. You must make him realize that there are ways and means to handle problems by not focusing on the problem, but putting in all the effort and energy to finding solutions and implementing those solutions immediately. Emotions that are deep-rooted, and especially negative emotions such as sadness, anxiety, and depression, can lead to anger. So I read something very nice. They say that, what is depression all about? It's having expectations which are exceeding your thought process. When I say expectations exceeding your thought process, that means I expect something and my mind cannot handle it because I expect that. And that makes you feel a certain way. Now, you have to understand expectations from others, expectations from yourself. What can you do about it? Nothing wrong having expectations. But at the same time, you have to set limitations too for yourself and maybe others. So you have to have ways and means to move out of that anxiety and depression before it overtakes you. We just told you in the previous slide that once you become aware of the warning signs of anger, once you keep a check that what is really bothering you or who are the people who are bothering you, once you ideally understand that am I really expecting too much, once all these aspects are looked into, then half your problem will be solved. So what do you need to do? You need to bring a shift in your thought process. Change your entire perspective. That today, you have to tell yourself, today I will not get angry. I will keep a check and tab on my behavior and emotions. Tell yourself that every single day. Trust me, it'll work. And say it with a lot of affirmation. See, the moment I really want to change myself, I can and I will, but I have to be very positive about it. I have to be very focused that this is what I want to do and how I want to improve as a person. The next point is consider the consequences of your action. You are responsible for the consequences of your action. Remember that. Whatever I do, I am responsible for the consequences of my action. So it is important to understand that anger is more a weakness than a strength. Wrath or fury is a powerful emotion. Wrath or fury is when your anger is completely, you know, out of control. And one should realize that uncontrolled emotions can be a problem for relationships and personal growth too. Right? The moment I don't keep a check on what I say, people will move away. The moment I don't have control over how I speak, people will move away. So it is really up to me what I need to do to change for the better. I should keep reminding myself that I will be responsible for my behavior. I will lose out on people, I will lose out on close relationships, I will lose out probably on a lot of aspects of life. So do I really want to end up being alone just due to my behavior? Or do I want to progress in life? And when we progress in life, we talk of the people with us. That's how we progress, right? So these are important aspects which we need to look into. Learn to channelize your energy in a constructive manner. When I say channelize your energy in a constructive manner, anger is a negative emotion and you're channelizing all your energy in that negative direction. So learn to put forward that same energy in a positive way. And I personally feel that a lot of self-talk can happen. I personally feel that if you feel you're not able to change at all in spite of self-talk and putting in effort, then you have to try other ways and means. I yet feel instead of seeking professional help, this is my view, then it is up to each person. You first try meditation, breathing techniques, yoga. You try various aspects which will calm down the mind. And then too, if it doesn't work, then maybe you'll have to really see what best you can do. Anger is actually an effect. So it is best to express your feelings and emotions in a healthy manner. It is the effect. It is the consequence. Or it can be the consequences of something. So that is what you need to understand. Effective anger management strategies. Now we talk of the strategies. First, consider your words before you speak. Always think before you speak. When I say think before you speak, that means focus on what you really want to say. Tell yourself not to digress. Consider your words before you speak. So, first, put an effort to think about what you want to talk. Put in effort. Why? Separate your negative thought process from the positive thought process. Put your complaints aside. Put in effort to just figure out what you really want to talk on and express that. So one needs to practice skills that can enhance communication so that your responses can be managed. So while communicating, it is better to keep the situation out of control, and the ability to empathize will help one to be sensitive towards another. Or help one to be sensitive. When I say empathize, you put yourself in the other person's shoes. Will you like it if someone gets angry with you? Will you like it if someone just behaves weird and starts shouting, yelling? Will you like it if someone embarrasses you in front of the others? Not at all. So why is it then you behave like that with others? Behave with others the way you want them to behave with you. And this is purely up to you. Next is self-recognition. To recognize your underlying emotions and what actually triggers you needs to be recognized, or your anger can worsen. When I say to recognize your underlying emotions, you know, at the root of it. So, you know, the iceberg concept, if you've ever heard of. I'll give you an example. Let us take this. You know, when Titanic was actually called the unsinkable ship, but yet it sank. So the iceberg, only somewhat of the portion was seen. Remaining portion was not seen, and it turned out to be dangerous. That same way, what is actually visible and what is not visible in terms of our emotions, feelings, thoughts, which can really prove to be a danger, because your emotions, feelings, thoughts, if they are very suppressed and if you feel that life has not been going the way you want it to, then these are underlying emotions. And these underlying emotions, if you don't keep a tab or check on them, it can really create a problem at some point of time in your life. The underlying emotions could be anger, could be a sense of regret, could be a sense of loss, could be that you don't feel positive in life, you always have a low self-esteem. If you don't manage all these aspects, it can, not necessarily it has to, but it can lead to you getting angry often. Because when I'm not able to take charge of my own self, how will I take charge of situations and day-to-day aspects of life? So managing anger does not mean one never gets angry. Managing anger is keeping a tab or a check on how you behave with others when you get angry. It is fine. Now hear this, I'm not contradicting myself, but I'm telling you this. It is fine to get angry provided your anger is within your control. It has to be within your control. When anger is not within your control, things can go haywire. So start reminding yourself that you need to tone down, you need to keep a check on your anger, you need to keep a check on your anger and keep it within limits. When we talk of these strategies, it involves learning how to cope and express anger in a productive way. When I talk of productive way, I don't go overboard with my tone. I don't ideally represent myself in a manner where people will feel they do not want to interact with me at all. When will someone say they don't wish to interact with me? When they can't handle me, my behavior. And when we talk of consult a specialist, so if rage, constant anger and outbursts are a part of day-to-day life, then it may help to consult a therapist. But this is if it's a regular part of your life. At any point of time, you just get angry and this is happening regularly, it's impacting one and all, then definitely you may have to consult a specialist. Memories of traumatic events can also trigger angry feelings. At times, people can withdraw socially and like to be by themselves and thus not communicate and sulk. Seeking professional help from counselors who will assist in identifying the reasons and equip you to manage these outbursts of anger, that will help. When I talk of traumatic event, say a child has witnessed a war, that can be really traumatic. It can make the child feel guilty, or anybody who's witnessed a war. It can kind of trigger angry feelings. It can trigger feelings where you are facing a sense of loss, right? So then what happens is that you get into your own shell. You just move away from all. And when you do not communicate, you are cutting off yourself from everybody. That too can really lead to a problem in your behavior because you're just stopping all communication with one and all. You're stopping communication with one and all. So it is best to live in the present moment. Keep reminding yourself. How do I remind myself? Not to think either of the past or the future. Yes, I have to be concerned of the future. So I need to put in effort now to have a better future. I need to resolve a problem now so that in the future it does not go haywire. That is fine. But what do I need to do? I remind myself to be in the present moment. What does that mean? Tell myself, listen, let me focus. I'm talking, I'm lecturing. Let me focus. I'm in a meeting. I have to constantly remind myself. This is about getting back to the present moment. When you keep reminding yourself to get back to the present moment, you will let go of the past. And that is what it should be. When I let go of feelings of bitterness, when I let go of the past, it'll help me to progress. when I talk of the strategies. Thus, in reality, it is possible that an individual who does not display anger may have more inner strength and be a resilient personality. See, if you do not display anger, fair enough. But it should not be that within that anger is boiling. That should not be the case. You are a person who's of a strong mind. You tell yourself, I don't need to be angry. When I am angry, it's impacting me. You remember the start of the slides, we said anger is a punishment you give to yourself for somebody else's mistakes. So that is a fact. And another important point, anger is for something that has already happened. It's happened, right? So why get angry? So by implementing these strategies, one can identify the cause of anger or causes of anger and deal with it effectively. Anger can contribute to risky behavior. So it is important to resolve the issues, definitely. Very important, resolve issues. If you feel you could not resolve it, just learn to remind yourself always that this has happened, this has happened. Now what can I do? But don't hang on to those words, those events, those situations, certain people. Then it can be a very big problem. Cognitive restructuring. It can help you to rephrase your thought processes. This means you can replace negative thoughts, which can be highly unreasonable, with more reasonable thoughts, which will lead to a change in behavior. When I talk of cognitive, to use your logical thought process. But when I talk of restructuring, that means I am thinking of how do I restructure my negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. So instead of saying, for example, you are given deadlines, it's a very compelling deadline. You're feeling that pressure. So instead of saying, I cannot do it and get into that mode where you become bitter, angry, say that I will do it. I think I can ask for help. I will do it because I want to also feel that sense of contentment for myself. So I'm rephrasing those sentences. I'm restructuring those thoughts. You know, your mind can really play games. Your mind can be your best friend and your worst enemy. Why don't you really focus on changing your thought processes for the better? So to conclude, one can control the angry responses when one has an insight into the anger. Dwell deep within. Go deep within. Talk to yourself. When the mind is in the past, it is angry about something that has happened in the past. But anger will not serve the purpose since the past cannot be changed. The past has gone. So why would you hang on to it? Keep reminding yourself these aspects in life. It'll help you. Right? Because that anger will not serve the purpose since you cannot change what has happened. So when the mind is in the future, then it is anxious about what has happened. So then how do I deal with the anxiousness? So it is best to be in the present moment and be mindful of what is happening. So I just told you some time back, be aware, be in the present moment. Keep reminding yourself that my focus should be here. Keep reminding yourself that this is what I need to do and move ahead with that. Right? We have finished this chapter. Thank you.